Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. September 9th, 2023. The truth is ugly, but it is the truth. Finally in this dull, secluded village to find him gone. In the ramshackle hut by the fire sat True. He had never seen a more old and ugly woman. You, really? Old? Wrinkled hag nodded solemnly. Tell me, I have to tell the world? What kind of message to convey? Old woman spat into the fire and said, tell them that I am young and beautiful. In search of truth, Robert Tompkins question, we are looking for the truth, and if it is the truth, it is often just such an old hag. And if it is a lie, then it is beautiful. So is it really necessary to seek the truth in this world? Answer. Definitely. It is necessary to seek truth. And we must strive for truth. It does not matter what it looks like externally. It may indeed be a very ugly truth, but it is the truth. As a result, it is the only one, the upper one, above all, and it is unique. Question. And when is it said, and it is often said, beautiful truth? Answer. Beautiful truth. I do not know anything like that. The beautiful truth is the one that blurs your vision so much that you cannot see normally, and you simply sell yourself to it. Question. Can you tell me when you feel the truth? Answer. In order to feel the truth, I must rise above my earthly egoistic properties and disconnect from them. And then I can see the truth, discover it, get close to it, and it will be the real truth for me. Question. That is, rise above the earth. Does this mean to rise above the concepts of beautiful, ugly, and so on? Answer, yes. Question, pleasant, unpleasant? Answer, no, I will evaluate it in completely different values. Question, how can you accept the truth then? Answer, one must rise above himself and keep himself at some level in order to look at the world from this level. And then to understand what you are looking for, where you are. And where this truth that you are looking for should be. Comment, it seems that a lot of courage is needed to get to the truth. My response, this must be really great courage. I would say that this is a forced state, because a man himself runs away from this. And sometime almost near the end of his life, when he begins to look for the truth, he can still find it. If it is not too late. Question, what is the person looking for? Tell me, please, what is it, the truth? What is a man looking for all the time? All the time, as it were, he is looking for the truth, and at the same time he is not looking for it. Answer, meaning. And he cannot find this meaning. As a result, he understands that he can find, achieve, reveal, understand, evaluate, and feel this meaning if he rises above himself. Question. What is to rise above oneself? Answer, to rise above oneself means not to evaluate anything in the world based on one's tastes, understandings, all kinds of evaluative feelings, and systems. Question, and how can I cut myself off from myself, from my I? Answer, that is the problem. But if we do not cut ourselves off from ourselves, we will always be under the thumb of our egoistic desire. And this is always a lie, we will not find anything. Comment, and yet we are looking for the truth. This is what amazes me. My response, yes, we still are. Question, but you have to be prepared for the fact that it is old, that it is terrible. Should we be ready for this? Answer, you can agree to it precisely because it is like that. From CapTV's News with Dr. Michael Leitman, July 17, 2023. Confusion of feelings. Question. Nowadays many people are in a state of extreme confusion and turmoil. What is going on with them? Answer. From a spiritual point of view, a new quality is beginning to emerge, grow, and manifest in a person. The quality of bestowal. Therefore, confusion arises within him and he does not know how to act. While having only one egoistic force, When in any state a person sees the maximum profit for himself and absorbs only into himself, he is in clear internal self-organization, he knows how to relate to the world, he instinctively tries at every moment to receive the most out of it, and he acts in the way his internal system considers necessary and the most beneficial right now. Everyone is like that. Each of us in these states knows how to work with others, how to push more or less, to receive, to take and give, pay and buy, and so on. We can all interact with each other in this way using all possible means, guile, deception, politics, and anything at all. In our world, we know how to act despite all its venality and lies we grow up with. Now, however, another condition appears in our world, another force, another quality that did not exist before, the quality of bestowal. The Creator is coming closer to us. Suddenly we feel interconnected. This is how his quality manifests itself in the corporeal world. In addition to the egoistic, there is also an altruistic interconnection. It is revealed between us in the form of common dependency, interconnectedness, integrality, and globality. And we do not know how to act. From Cab TV's I Got a Call. Internal Work, September 3, 2011. Play a Bright Future. Question. In the article The Last Generation, Balhassu Lam talks about a society that sets an example for everyone. After all, everything is learned from examples. Can you give us an example of a spiritual reality? Answer. Do not be so naive. How can I give an example if you do not see the next reality, if you have completely different feelings and thoughts? And if you do not evaluate what is in your egoistic qualities. Let's say, I say, in the spiritual realm, you are in a state of exiting yourself. Exiting oneself in our earthly lexicon means to be out of oneself. Therefore, I do not know how to explain it to you. It is impossible. Kabbalah states that you really need to attain the upper world. How? It is impossible to experience the next state until you have the corresponding sensory organs for it. And how do you develop them? When you start playing with others as if you were in this state. Start trying to construct a bright future in the game. Why do I need this? I have already tried building it. You were building it because the Communist Party wanted it. But now build it because nature compels you to do so. Not because someone invented it, but because it is necessary for your survival. To the extent you try to do this, you will suddenly start feeling that you are beginning to understand the surrounding world more and the tools return to you that allow you to manage banks, factories, international trade, relationships, and everything else. From Cab TV's I Got a Call. An example of another reality, September 3, 2011. Inner and surrounding light. On one hand, the light constantly applies pressure on our desire, wanting to enter it because the purpose of creation, as Balhassu Lam writes, is to delight all creatures. On the other hand, with the help of the screen, the creation does not let the light enter because it does not want to feel shame. This collision between the light and the screen is called striking. The light that enters the kli for the purpose of enjoying for the sake of the Creator is called inner light, while the light that cannot enter is called surrounding light. You accept only what you can get for the sake of the Creator. Whatever you still cannot, you leave, as they say, for later, it exists around you, like a surrounding light. Question. But can you enjoy it too? Answer. You can enjoy the fact that it exists. But it is not the same pleasure you get from the inner light. Question. So the purpose of creation is for us to receive 100% of only the inner light. Answer. Yes, in the end, the kli, the creation receives all the light. From Cab TV's Preface to the Wisdom of Kabbalah, August 13, 2023.